Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Who You Should Not Trust, part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. The last day we started our discussions on the people or things the Bible admonishes us not to put our trust in. Today the scripture tells us something a step further. It says the man who trusts in man is cursed. And I think this is deep. The Bible is telling us here that every time we look up to man for help and place our confidence in a man's position or wealth or abilities, we bring ourselves under the operation of a curse. When we look to man for our deliverance, this scripture tells us that our heart departs from the Lord. Our focus is now on wrong things and wrong people. That scripture goes on to explain the way the life of a person who trusts in God will look, who does not trust in God will look. He shall be like a shrub in the desert. Let's just stop there. Think about what a shrub in a desert looks like. The Amplified Version gives us a nice description. It says such a shrub is like a person naked and destitute in the desert. Remember the description of the man who trusts in the Lord? That one is like a tree planted, solidly and intentionally located. But the man who does not trust in the Lord is like a naked destitute, not sure of where he's coming from, nor certain of a final destination. He's just roaming around under harsh conditions, unequipped to handle the harsh atmospheric conditions that life brings, unconnected to any external source. Do you see the difference? The Bible continues to tell us that in addition to the curse, a man who trusts in man will not see when good comes. Opportunity will arise. Doors will open. But because the man who trusts in man is fixated on the wrong things, he will not see those doors. He will continue to complain and complain. Scripture continues. He will inhabit the parched places of the wilderness. The Message translation of the Bible translates this to mean that such a man will live rootless and aimless in a land where nothing grows. The description of such a man is quite clear. He will lack confidence, security, or any sense of direction. He will constantly be in lack because he is unconnected to any form of supply. The Bible is saying, in essence, my dear listeners, that trusting in man is a recipe for disaster. I believe the Bible, and I invite you to do so as well. Let's put our trust in the right person, the Almighty God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minuteaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.